Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, beloved God. We thank you for joining us today on Blog Talk, Operation Salvation Ministry, the ministry that ministers to you. We give him God praise, we give him glory, we give him honor. He's worthy of it all. Beloved, you see the chaos that is going on in the world today. But it's all good because it's just what the Bible says was going to happen. A lot of chaos over the president, you know, but those who know the Lord, we can discern the times. It's a happy day because we know that the Lord is soon to return. And what's been hidden in the dark for ages now is coming to the light. And I thank you for joining us today in prayer as we begin to talk to the Lord, as we begin to call upon him. As you that are faithful listeners to the broadcast, you know that I always say that he said in his word, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. This is a happy day. And you that don't know what that is, it's in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. But we're giving him the praise because everything is just as the word of God says. Matter of fact, when you go into the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and starting at verse 1, it reads like this. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, meaning money lovers, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents and unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, meaning irreconcilable, false accusers, incontinent, which means no self-control, fierce, and despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, which means reckless, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now, we see what's going on. We see the fulfillment of the Bible. The scriptures are alive, and we're living in this last day. A lot of things that are going on, and a lot of people are despondent behind it. But understand, beloved God, when you look at the scriptures, when you fall back on the scriptures, when you read the scriptures, you begin to console, the Spirit begin to console you. And because he's telling you, I told you that things was coming. I told you that these things was coming. But you know what? As God began to deal with me, I'm excited about what's really going on because as the Holy Spirit begins to move within me, prayer begins to rise. Warfare, that warfare spirit that I have, begin to rise up. And I ask the Lord, I said, with all this that's going on with the president, with all this that's going on in the world, the riots, the protests, people don't want you to have free speech any longer. They want to say what they want to say, but they don't want you to say anything. Well, beloved God, it's time to rise up. It's time to rise up. But all the way, beloved God, I know you're despondent. Watch what you're seeing. You hate what you're seeing. If you're living righteous, you hate what you're seeing. But you have to understand something. The only way that you're going to be able to fix it is that you're going to have to rise up and pray. You have to rise up and talk to God. That's what you're going to have to do because that's what it's all about. You got to rise up. You got to pray. You got to seek God. Yes, I asked God myself. It just came in my spirit while I was praying. I said, Lord, I want America back. And, well, I see now, and this may be contrary to some of what you believe or some of you that listen to the broadcast believe, but God is bringing back America. But not as he once was, but greater in power, greater in might. God is doing it. Saints, rise up. Rise up. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ have made you free. And don't ever again be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Yes, it's a fight, but it's a good fight. God is in control. The scriptures are fulfilled and yet fulfilling. There's some more things that have to take place. You're going to see a lot of things coming in the future. You're going to see a lot of things coming in the future. God picked a man. He picked a man, non-politician, because everybody else had to be politically correct, not enforcing the laws that was on the books, bringing in people that was killing your children, bringing in drug laws and drug dealers, terrorists, bringing them in, giving them a door, opening the door for them, trying to bring America down. But beloved God, you can't touch. You can't touch it. You can't bring it down because America was produced or came into being by God. If you look at the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, and I want to read that to you for a moment. And I want to explain a little bit of that to you. In the book of Daniel, verses chapter 7, verses 4. Verse 4. Now listen to this. America cannot be taken down because America is in God's hands. And I want to show you something else in a few minutes. Now, I think I did this on my last broadcast, but I want this to, I want you to take heed to this. I want you to read it. I want you to study it. I want you to do your research. And then you'll know what I'm talking about. He says in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, verse 4. The first were like a lion and had eagle's wings. And I beheld the wings thereof was plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Now let me explain it to you. This lion represents a nation, a kingdom. That lion represents Great Britain. And if you notice, the lion had eagle's wings. Now, understand this. That those eagle's wings, and you should know what the eagle wings represent because you know what our nation or the emblem that our nation represents or have. And that's the eagle. But now, when you know your history, you find out that the eagle wings was plucked out of the lion, which means that the eagle wings, America, came out of Great Britain. Now, you do your research. And then it goes on to say, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man. And then it said a man's heart was given to it. Now, what is he saying about that? Well, our nation is also named after a man. And I know some of you that are listening right now already know. But our nation is called United States or either Uncle Sam. God put America in place. And God have brought forth presidents, kings, so to speak, and he brought forth them and put them in place, and he showed them that you cannot destroy America. But he brought also in those some of those presidents because he was bringing judgment on America because America had turned his back on God. But now, after all that's gone on, God now is restoring him. People call America her. No, America is him. Israel, in the book of Revelation 12 chapter, is a her, a woman. And if you notice, those two are in alliance with one another, and they are trying to break that alliance between us and the apple of God's eye. But anyway, God is still moving mightily by his spirit. Now, I know some of you don't understand what's going on. But if you can believe that all the other presidents were set up by God, you have to believe that this one was set up by God. You have to, because I'm going to show you something in Scripture. And in the second chapter of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. And it reads like this. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times, the seasons. He removed kings, set up kings. He gave wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwell with him." Same book, same prophet, about kings setting up and God taking kings down. Now he's talking. I also say how America came to be. Do your research. Do your research and don't fret yourself, because nobody can destroy America, but only the Creator can do it. Now also, we have to understand that I was saying a few minutes ago that if God is setting up kings, and if God is taking down kings, God does what he wants to do, and no one can stop him. See, God's ways are past finding out. Understand that. God's ways are past finding out. Don't try to understand God. Don't try to figure out. You can get upset about who's the president. You can get upset about who's in Congress. But see, I'm not into that, because I have one God. I don't trust mankind. I have one God. I have one God, and I trust him that he's going to move the world or the nation in the way that he wanted to be, to go. He does that because he created that. So that my confidence is in him. Even if he was the Antichrist, it don't matter to me, because I can't stop it. All I can do is go with the road, go with the flow, because God's word has been written. It's already been etched in time that God is going to do what he want to do. See, so in the book of Timothy, the second chapter, verses 1, 2, 3, he says, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Who? Verse 4, "who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth." We've got to pray. We've got to seek the face of God. We've got to talk to God. We've got to lift him up. Because, yes, America was in the judgment. Now God is trying to bring America out. He did it because he also, like I said, that he was trying to show these leaders that they could not take America down. They tried. They tried, but they couldn't. Politicians, the globalists, the one world order people, trying to bring the world down, bring America down, but couldn't. Feeding other countries, but not feeding our own people that are right here. Distribution of wealth, socialism, helping those who don't want to help themselves, and neglecting those that couldn't help themselves, but giving benefits to those who could get out and work, do what needed to be done, but wanted to sit back and draw a check on the backs of the American people, and get paid for it because we were taxed. That's why our taxes were so high. That's why businesses left the country, because they were taxed so high. Now, what is God doing? Do you understand what's happening? Do you know what the Master has put in place? Are you prepared to call into the Lord? Are you prepared to deal with the Lord? Are you ready? Because God is doing some powerful things. God is doing some powerful things. This beloved God is in the hand of the great I Am. Almighty God is doing this. Are you aware of it? Are you afraid? Are you fading yourself? Believer. Born again believer, rise up. Take your place. Take your place, because from the King of Kings, that is an order. Take your place. Rise up. Do what God has called you to do. You've got a job in this earth, and God has called you. You have been in peacetime. Now it's wartime. You're in a war zone now. Are you dressed for service? Are you ready to fight the good fight of faith? Are you? This is the greatest time to reach the lost. This is it. God is moving by His Spirit. He is doing great and mighty things. He's using us. It was the saints who prayed for someone to come and make change. Now, stand up. Don't fret yourself. Don't worry about what you hear the naysayers saying. Don't worry about that. Because some people are just in bondage. Some people don't know it, but those people who are upset and mad is because their God has been taken out. But now our God reigns. Our God. I'm talking about the King of Kings. I'm talking about the Lord of Lords. I'm talking about the great I Am. He reigns. Man don't run this country. God does. God does. And if anyone is upset about who's in office, your affections have been put in the wrong place. Your mindset is in the wrong place. Because God is the one. If you were to get upset with anybody, get upset with God. Because God is the one who did it, and God is the only one that can stop it. Now, God has called us. God has called us to see people saved, to see people washed in His blood. God has called us. And another thing that I want to deal with is about our rights. See, Israel is our sister. Now, I don't know, being a man's name, but then in the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, it calls him a woman, because it brought forth the man-child. And the eagle is in the book of Revelations, with Israel. If you read the 14th verse, Revelation 12 and 14, He said, unto the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. There's an eagle wing again. Those eagle's wings are there again. That she might find her wilderness into her place, where she is nourished for times and times and half a time from the face of the serpent, 3 years and a half. She's going to her place, the promised land. And she's going to be taken there by the eagle's wing. America is in alliance with Israel. Those two things will never be broken. They have tried it, but they couldn't do it. Yes, the countries have tried it. Presidents have tried it, but they couldn't do it. Because the scripture says, while God has joined together, don't let nobody put it asunder. And you have to understand that we are He, and Israel is a woman, as God said in Revelation 12, Now, that means there's two genders there. There's a male gender and there's a female gender. And it's always known in the scriptures and in life itself supposed to be that the man always took care of the woman. There's an alliance there. There's a bond there that God has put us together. So don't worry yourself, beloved God. Don't fret yourself. So let's go now into the Word of God and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for everything that you do. You've done great things, and you're yet doing greater things. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to rise up and to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, there was peace time, now it's war time. Yes, everything that is going on in the negative, we see the foolishness of the land. We see people lying back and forth. We see our Congress people who had this, our country for years, controlling this country for years. We see that they are against that which is right. What happens in the dark now has come to light. What was at the bottom have now been stirred and have now come to the top. We see those who was hiding. We see those who were in the background. We see those who are trying to destroy our president. We see them. We see them. And I don't know whether they have any idea that we do, but we see them. Because we discern that which is happening before our very eyes. We see it. We're not hung up on anybody but you. We're hung up on you because we know that you're the only one that can make it happen. You're the only one, God, that can bring us out of darkness into that marvelous light. Thank you for this great opportunity to lift you up and to magnify your holy name. Yes, it feels good because we're shaped up for war. Yes, we are shaped up for war. We're ready for warfare. God, and only you is the one who's fixing us. You're telling us to cry out. You're telling us to call out against the darkness. And everything that now that is happening in the darkness now coming to the light. We see the foolishness. We see the stupidity. We see the things, God, that our Congress people in the White House, we see a lot of things that is going on that we have no, I had no idea. And Lord, I believe that you hid it from us for a time. But now, it's rised up. Now, everything is up in the air. And you have called us. Not only have you called us, but you have equipped us. We're going to fight because you have stirred us in spirit by your Holy Spirit. Who can war against you? God, the lion has roared. Yes, God has spoken. The lion has roared. Who can but fear? God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Father, we thank you for this great opportunity to lift up your name, to give you the praise. And we bind sickness, we bind disease out of in a person's life. And then we cast it out. We bind it, and then we cast it out from the person's life. We don't bind it and let it stay there. We bind it, and we then cast it out. Loose them from the sickness, from their diseases. God, also lift up the scales over their eyes, the spiritual eyes of those that are yet blind, so they can see their way. Because we do think that those that know better will do better. Some people are in darkness. They have no idea what's going on. So Lord, all those that have been designated to see, all those who want to see, all those whose hearts are really in the right place but can't see, lift up their eyes, Lord, our brothers and our sisters, that they can see was before their eyes, so they can see what the enemy is doing. Because some are blind. Some have no idea. Some have no idea what's going on. They're speaking behind someone else, but they haven't did the research. They haven't put in the time. They haven't the gift of discernment. So, Lord, I pray that you work the miracle. I pray that you do what's right by them, because they need to know you in a real way. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory, your glory. We give you your honor. Thank you for being who you say you are, because you have proven time and time again to be the greatest of the greatest and the best of the best. We thank you. Have mercy on our lives. Have mercy on our lives. We thank you. So many are saying, God, bless America. Now, America need to bless God, because God, you restore him. You restore him. You restore him back to his original place, but greater, greater, greater. Prosperous land. The enemy tried to take it down. We've been known in the Arab world as being Big Satan. Israel has been known as little Satan, but we're standing firm. We're standing fast in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. And we give you thanks, give you praise, give you glory, give you honor, because you are our God. You are the great I Am. You are Lord of Lords, and you are King of Kings. You are the great I Am. You are God Almighty. And we thank you. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for tolerating us. Thank you for everything that you do. And Father, I want to let you know, on behalf of the body of Christ, we appreciate you. We will not disrespect you. We will not discredit you. We will not misrepresent you. But we're going to cry loud. We're going to stand up, and we're going to lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion. And we're going to tell the people about their transgressions. And we're going to tell them about all their sins and let them know that there is a deliverer, there is a healer, there is a savior, and his name is Christ. We thank you for this golden opportunity to give you praise. Thank you for restoration. Restoration has finally come. We're going to see greater miracles because we work best under pressure. We work best under pressure. And I thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, beloved God, almost that time to go, but it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor to be in your presence today and to, you know, to speak to you. Want to let you know that we love you and that we care. Now, we don't come on Blog Talk that much because we've got other areas that we're ministering into, but you can write us at osministry01@gmail.com and give us a holler, you know, write us. Let us know what you think. And we'll be sharing with you other venues that we'll ministering on, like YouTube and Spreaker and other venues. But we just wanted you to know that we love you with the love of the Lord. You have a blessed life in Christ, and God bless you.